We'll promise to keep on criticising the sort of things that you're doing. Yep. So why don't you give us a ring, 419-8377.
We've gone through all sorts of problems every other public radio has, from being thrown out of premises to being attacked for doing what we're supposed to do, licence hearings, money being ripped off by governments. I mean,
doing what you're supposed to do? Expand on that one.
Well, 3CR's licence effectively says it's to present points of view that would be at variance with the mainstream community. We are representing minority groups. Now, of course, every time there's a major attack, someone doesn't like what you hear. They hear on air, they get up and scream, oh, there must be balance, there mustn't be any bias, at the same time realising that all we're doing basically is fulfilling our charter.
Mm.
We're giving a voice to minority groups. The Broadcasting Tribunal says, that's what you're about, you know, this might upset people, but you've got to do it. And then you hear all this waffle coming out from sort of libertarians, you know, we must be balanced, you must give both sides. I mean, no one gives both sides of any argument.
Mm.
Come the 8th of August, we will give the government one of the most memorable openings of Parliament that this state has ever seen.
Whatever happens next Tuesday, you can be sure that 3CR will be there. And from 5pm, we'll take a special look at an area of workcare that no one else has touched. Prevention of workplace injury and disease. Why should workers suffer because of preventable injuries and diseases? Why aren't employers brought to task for unsafe and unhealthy workplaces? What is the government doing to force employers to clean up their act? While the rest of the media concentrates on so-called workcare fraud, 3CR will look at the real scandal. Workers killed and injured on the job by unsafe workplaces. That's from 5 to 6:30pm next Tuesday evening on 3CR.
We are in it to win, and we are going to win because injured workers need to win. Thanks very much.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Concrete Gang. This morning's format is going to be a bit different to usual because of the radiothon held by 3CR and the community groups in the Western Suburbs for to give some financial support for the picketers and their families to the lead up to Christmas. It's important that the listeners of the Concrete Gang dig deep and throw in because it's an important dispute.
Oh, the price of the plastic is clear on the market, but cost it is hidden like cancer and pain. For where are the bosses when workers are dying? They don't have to pay up or weep or explain.
We've had people on that have had the chance to talk about their disputes, the Hoyts workers, RSPCA, the people from Modern Made with their campaign concerning the redundancy package when that factory closed, CSR, Doncaster Garbage workers and Rosella also. So there's a lot of workers out there that have come in and voiced their opinions and their plight on 3CR on the picket line program. We'd certainly like to hear from them, and they could perhaps make some donations with respect to this campaign.
Yeah, so get your finger on the dial, 419-8377. Remember that phone number, 419-8377. We've got some more donations coming in.
For donations for the tramathon, 419-8377. Public support, is that, as far as you know, being maintained at the initial high levels?
Yes, when we started this campaign some 3 months ago, and we roughly estimated that we had 50% public support. But during the campaign, when we stepped up their campaign and with a stoppage and a 4-hour stoppage, 24-hour stoppage and so on, normally when you have a stoppage, you lose support. But in this case, we have improved our support from 50% to roughly around about 80%. I'm getting my message across pretty well.
Is there a large crowd of people down there?
Yeah, we've got about, I'd say, probably 4,000 or 5,000. There's 110 buses that have arrived.
Good grief.
A lot of people making their way by public transport as well, so it's a bloody good crowd. It goes, I'd say about, they're all really heavily packed at the moment. It'd be about a kilometre of crowd at the moment.
That's huge. I wonder if you could just sort of speak for a moment about the sort of impact that the proposed cuts will have on the health services.
Yep, sure.
What will it mean in terms of services to people who actually use the public health system?
Well, undoubtedly, I mean, you simply can't cut out $160 million from the health budget.
working on that in Melbourne. We'll be bringing you progressive reports about that. Golf report continues from 3CR with a roundup of activities in the anti-war movement at 5:30 this afternoon, all from 3CR 855.
Blocking part of the main gate are said to be options that are being considered to remove the picket.
This report has been presented on behalf of Campaign Against Militarism. Further daily reports from ADEX will be sent down throughout the rest of the week.
Was a clerk at the MIM mine at Mount Isa until she was locked out last Friday. She's now working in the information centre set up by the striking workers, and she's going to give us a feel about the women's involvement in the dispute on the line now from Mount Isa. Thanks for joining us today. I'm wondering if you could give me a little bit of an idea about what happened when you were locked out last Friday.
Okay, we were given notice on Wednesday that the company would be locking the gates, and as of 10 o'clock Friday afternoon, we were all asked to leave the lease and not return to work.
Well, I think it's going to be quite a fight to if we're going to maintain our ward conditions and everything that we've fought for a while. So I'd just protest, I guess.
So you think keep on protesting?
Well, that'll be part of it. I don't know what else. Probably lead to strikes and whatever if it pushes too hard, I guess.
The Kennett government has a mandate to keep on abusing the working people of the state. Yesterday, the Kennett government declared economic war on Victorian working men and women, and we have no alternative but to fight them in that war and fight to win.
Can you tell me what your thoughts of today's meeting were?
I thought it was a great turnout. Certainly everyone's pretty united about it, but obviously it's going to have to be a pretty long and hard fight if we're going to stop the changes that the Kennett government's proposing.
Right, do you think that the strike on November the 10th will be a strong enough show of opposition to Kennett?
Well, in the early hours of the morning of Tuesday the 7th of December, the Sheriff's Department put an end to 360 days of the community occupation of Richmond Secondary College. 150 Victorian sheriffs and police raided the school at 10 past 5 in the morning, removing about 30 occupiers.
It's our money they're destroying. They're actually destroying our money. And then they're going to turn around and tell us they're doing this because they want to save money. What are they doing?
School. I mean, I had the horrendous job this morning of having to comfort 14-year-old girls, 15-year-old boys who had rocked up to school at 8 and 9 this morning expecting a school excursion and some maths classes. And they see their school that they've loved and given a year of their life to try and defend occupied by coppers. I mean, the occupation continues, except it's not us anymore, it's coppers. And at the end of the day,
there are about six police officers trying to remove him, and they can't at this stage. They've got him by the throat. As I said, they're wearing leather gloves, and this man they can't remove. Another six policemen have come in to join him, and they're not getting anywhere. He's a big boy, and he's obviously doing he's doing a good job, and the coppers just can't win. They're really having some resistance with this last group of people who are lying on the ground now. They're lying on the ground and they're linking arms, and the police are having a great deal of trouble being able to get rid of these last couple. Maybe if they get down to their last two, then 3CR might have to wait there, throw their weight in, put the telephone down and go and get dragged away, I suppose. There's six women who are left. And I can notice that one of them is a 3CR volunteer.
I don't believe we would have got to where we are today without the support of 3CR, and that's a big thing to say, but I really mean it. At least they admit their bias.
Hi, this is
The Moment.
And ask around the rugged rocks.
Little extra new.
Well, I don't know.
1 o'clock. Already welcome to another program of Second Opinion.
How would you describe the kind of breakfast radio we get from 6 till 9 a.m. Monday to Friday on 3CR? What do we hear when we tune in?
Well, it's fabulous. I think it's probably the best listening that you're going to get in Melbourne between those hours. In terms of content, in terms of quality, and in terms of enthusiasm, I reckon, it's very exciting radio. Current radio, we try to keep up with the issues that are happening in Melbourne now and also statewide and nationally, and try to look at international issues as well. And of course you can't cover everything, it's impossible, the brief is so huge.
It's more fun when you do it yourself.
3CR's World AIDS Day special.
We will be focusing on the needs of people living with HIV/AIDS, those most at risk of HIV infection, discrimination affecting them, and the political context of HIV education, treatment and care in Victoria.
Join us on World AIDS Day, Sunday, December the 1st, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Well, we're joined, of course, by the Shepparton listeners at 3-1 Station. Hi, Shepparton listeners. And we're doing a live cross now to the march.
Yeah, we're here at the rally. We're having a fantastic time. It's a beautiful day and there's thousands of people marching at Bourke Street. It's absolutely amazing. They've all got these coloured balloons and slogans and banners, and there's quite a few police. Stephen's just been interviewing one of them, and I don't know what they say, but they're looking very officious on the steps of Parliament House.
Oh, he interviewed one of them. That'd be very interesting. Maybe we can't listen to that today.
Yeah, we've got a super scope, you see, so we're doing a few interviews.
On public radio around Australia, you're listening to Global Voices.
Well, that's about all we've got time for on Lost in Science today. Lost in Science is produced at the studios of 3CR in Melbourne, distributed around Australia by the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia's Satellite Distribution Service, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Hello and welcome to Stick Together, National Public Radio's regular look at industrial news and events and issues of social justice and workplace concern. And on this program, we take a look at the re-election of the Kennett government in Victoria and the continuing assault it's making on that state's public sector. There's not a lot of tall poppies, but there's no shortage of rank weeds in the Garden State.
In the aftermath of the 1982 coup attempt, he now lives in London, but is touring Australia to speak with politicians, unions, the media, writers and the public about the current situation in Kenya. And it's my pleasure to welcome him to 3CR.
Good afternoon.
For an understanding of the present struggles of the people
Hello,
of Kenya,
and welcome to the first of a series of reports on the build-up to South Africa's first non-racial parliamentary election.
So what's it like to be living through the run-up to South Africa's first democratic election? Well, fairly normal at one level. Until you start.
You attended what I suppose you'd call a gathering of guerrillas up in the hills recently.
It was very interesting going up there. They were was actually the leader of that end of El Salvador, known as Comandante Honus, who's second in command under Villalobos for the Revolutionary People's Army to control the end of El Salvador.
You're on the line now from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Tell us, why didn't we hear from you last Friday as we were expecting?
At the time, I was quite distressed to be missing my appointment with Radio 3CR, but I was in a jail of the Brazilian Federal Police. It's quite a strange story. The last non-government person to give a talk at the Earth Summit was a woman who I actually interviewed on 3CR.
Just to fill you in, because of the escalation of the war here in the last week, Sarajevo is without water, electricity, gas, and also some telephones. The UN has described it as possibly the worst escalation for the past 6 months. In the last week alone, five civilians have been killed as a result of sniper fire.
We are proud to be part from both sides, and to belong to 3CR. 3CR has become the voice of the struggling people around the world, as well as people in Australia whose voices are not heard on the mass media.
You've got revolutionary radio right there.
Well, now you can ask me anything you like.
Yeah, you like the show?
Eight.
Yeah, I reckon I liked it too.
Yeah. So what was the station called again?
3CR.
Yeah.
Stands for Community Radio. 3CR.
Yeah.
855. 855.
So what was the station called again?
3CR.
Yeah.
Stands for Community Radio.
So what was the station called again?
And 855.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of a club on the air, you know.
We thought we'd like lots of people to ring up.
That's what we thought we'd like lots of people to ring up.
Earlier on.
Now I'd like to play a track from another women's band here in Australia. They were in Melbourne a very short while ago. It's a song recorded by 3CR.
Do we have any left-wing people listening to this show?
Almost certainly.
One of your good heavy metal sort of folk songs, which goes like this. It's in the evening after dark, when the blacklegged miner creeps to work. With his moleskin pants and dirty shirt, there goes the blacklegged miner.
And now, of course, we're going to be crossing to the courtyard to listen to the Three Marias Live, which are an eight-piece Mexican band from Melbourne.
This is a song about a horse. Yeehaw! We're over in our live studio with the band Gypsy Fire.
Right on the night, and they're playing live there here on Hot Damn Tamale, 3CR.
Sitting here thinking.
You've been listening to Disgorge playing live to air here in Studio 3. It certainly may not be your cup of tea, this music, but it's what we're here for on the Burning Vinyl Show. We certainly do play all different forms of music, and these guys have got a great sound, and they do it all independently, and that's what we're here for, to give people such as Disgorge a chance to play it live to air. And yeah, I know a lot of other stations wouldn't even bother, so yeah, thanks guys for coming in today. It's been a real pleasure to have you in, and let's take it away with a song called Stick Feed.
Sorry to all those listeners out there if I've offended you, but you can ring in and write in like you normally do. Yes, we had a very good response to last week's program. Over 22 phone calls.
What, complaints?
No, actually, a very positive phone call. So the estimated 250,000 people listen to this program every Friday morning. It's good to hear from you, and if anybody does want to put a point of view across, or if you want us to raise any particular matter, just ring in and we'll try and follow it up for you.
Yes, and if you want to make a complaint, that's fine. We're always willing to listen. We like feedback. If you tell us there's something wrong, well, fine. We're
that's
happy
right.
with that.
Yeah. And that's the way that 3CR works. Mm. It's a community radio program, so we do take on board all those things.
But not everyone complains. I just ring up and say, you know, what the hell are you
but
doing?
That is right, Susan. About, anybody that wants to ring and complain, or if they take the time to put it in writing, 3CR, the complaints subcommittee, will investigate every complaint.
Yeah.
So if you hear anything that you think is racist
it's
or
just
homophobic,
like the press council.
Which is against our charter here at 3CR,
oh, yes.
Then you can ring up and we'll definitely investigate and make sure that something like that doesn't happen again.
I wonder what's in 3CR.
We are presently running test broadcasts from our new transmitter. We have a telephone
Sounds
answering
good.
Machine connected to 94192569.
Oh, what was that
we
number?
We really appreciate your assistance
94
any hour of the day or night.
19
leaving a message on the instrument telling us of your location,
69
time, day or night, and whether there has been any positive or negative effect on your reception with this new transmitter. Your call will assist in adjustments to the transmitter.
You've called our 3CR transmission signal feedback line. What we need from you are your comments about the signal you are receiving. Which suburb are you located in? and has your reception changed for better or worse? Please leave your comments after the tone, and we thank you for your valuable assistance.
Yes, hello 3CR. Can you tune it a little bit more to the left, please?
Phone us now with your transmission feedback on 9419 2569.
On the 31st of March 1996, 3CR's new transmitter site at Hoppers Crossing was switched on.
We have this enormous giant hand, which is about 6 foot long, and it's Digit is going to travel. Could we get people to lift the hand, please? And there is a rush now of people. The thousands are thronging across to lift up the hand. We want as many people carrying the hand as possible. It's an enormous hand, ladies and gentlemen listening. It's a good 6 foot long. It's being carried by about 50 people at the moment. And they're going to bring the hand across to the bunker, which is the technical support room here, full of all sorts of whiz-bang transistors and chips and things. And on the side of our transmission house here, there is an enormous on-air button. And this finger, carried by the worthy, notable listeners of 3CR, is travelling across now through the thistles and the barren rock on this little portion of the largest basalt plain in the southern hemisphere. And the hand is now going to wheel around to the right, and it's going to line up in front of the world's largest on-air button, and the community digit will press the community on-air button to officially bring online the new 3CR transmission tower. Hand, are you ready? And press that button, and here goes the hand, and the button is pressed, and the transmitter is now beaming its powerful message all over Melbourne.
All over Melbourne. All over Melbourne.